Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's doing all he can with all that he has to work with. The Lord, remember, the Lord builds foundationally. And those who trust him, like we were saying in the last broadcast, how those who seek God out, and they're anybody that's endeavoring and obeying, that they'll see the greater works of God. They'll see the things that others don't. Not to say that they're better, it's because they're more foundational. Now, the grace of God is for everybody. He takes us at our pace. And I want to explain something, because some people make wiser choices than others, and God is able to do greater things in their lives. And a lot of people will look over their shoulder and say, well, God is using him more than he's using me. But that's not the wisest assumption. Because God is always doing the most he can with what he has to work with and according to their creative abilities. And God's will for someone may seem greater than what he's given you to do because they're seen of men. Sometimes the things that he may give you to do, it may not be as obvious. And it may be meant and intended to be that way. Remember, God thinks of everything. If you got two people endeavoring, doing all they know to do, and being as obedient as they can, and they're endeavoring to learn God's word, one may be put way out in front. It'll look in every logical way, it'll look like God is doing more with him, and he's well known. He becomes a household name, and the other one is doing a work that's very important, and nobody knows his name. And he doesn't have the rapport with others because people don't know they don't know him or they don't know her. And that's a creative situation. God is using people according to their design. It's kind of like an intercessory prayer warrior. Now, the best churches have them. Nobody know who they are. Nobody hear their voice unless they happen to walk in the prayer room or wherever they're praying. But when they see fire starting in the church, they immediately deal with it. They pray it out. They pray for people. They counsel people. To everybody else, they just like the person that always be at church. But they're doing what God gave them to do. And when they seek the Lord, the Lord's going to guide them in what he's given them to do. And some people, they get frustrated because others are doing greater works, it seems like. In the body of Christ, it doesn't work that way. God is going to promote you in what he's given you to do, and there's no limits with God. You can go as far as you can in his will for you. That was a Christian who taught Sunday school. Now, he probably had a teacher's anointing, but he don't remember being called to the ministry. Sometimes people can have an anointing and God, they may not have had a calling. But the pastor was the pastor of the church, and he just taught in the Sunday school. And he drew such a crowd. The crowd that he drew was greater than the crowd that the pastor drew. A lot of people came to that church because he was teaching Sunday school. But it didn't bother the pastor, because the pastor was doing what he was supposed to do. And the Sunday school teacher was doing what he was supposed to do. And it all worked. Sometimes the anointing that God gives us, it's fulfilling a role. And it'll do what it's supposed to do. But you'll have to be mature in your walk with God. And sometimes people don't make the jump. They don't go the extra mile. They hold back somewhere. And they can't be promoted any further than they are, because they won't make the jump. They don't endeavor to know God. They don't endeavor to do better. They don't endeavor to learn greater things. And they don't ask God, what is your perfect will? They don't seek to find it. With God, you got to seek until you find. You got to be like Daniel. Pastor was just talking about how he sought God for an answer. God gave him a vision and he wanted the interpretation. Every time God gives dreams and visions, you don't always get an interpretation. Sometimes you got to seek for that interpretation. And if you do, now you can do business. You know, the Lord gave me dreams about people. And I always sought him for the interpretation. And then I went and ministered to my friends. Well, once God gave me an interpretation, now I got a word. He's got my attention by the dream and the vision. And it's something that they'll know that they know that happened. I couldn't have known because I wasn't around. And then when I give them the word, it's all received, just like Nebuchadnezzar's dream. He wanted people to give him what he dreamed and the interpretation. And Daniel was the only one to do it, because Daniel was in God's presence. Now, as Christians, we can be in God's presence. See, what God called you to do, he evaluates everything. He knows what you're capable of more than you do. And he knows what you can do in him. He knows what he's right there with you to help you. Right there with you to back you up. So be promoted in what God give you. A church without an intercessor don't go, they usually fall apart. Because the pastor may not know every fire that's being started. Jesus said, be aware, fences will come. They're coming. Even the best people, the enemy can set things up and people can get offended. The pastor may do something he may not think about recognizing somebody one day. And then you got an ember lit. They got upset about it. Now the devil see that ember and he tempted the whole thing in motion. And you can be totally unaware that you cross somebody. And then they'll start spreading gossip. And they'll start instead of going and praying about it and seeking the Lord about it, or even just going to the pastor and talking to him like a man or a woman should do, they talk to others about it. And they feel offended. And I've seen these things happen. I put it out. I tell Satan, you can't do that. And then when they've come to me with it, I advise them godly. Because the enemy wants to stop every great move of God. Every Christian ought to have the heart to protect it. But every Christian, I'm sorry to say, don't do that. Some people go by what they see only and not what God is putting in their heart. Some people won't even receive correction after God tell them. Because they're looking at, their focus is on the offense. And Satan's got an ember burning in them. It's turning into a flame. And then it starts getting other people who are weak and narrowly focused on their hurt feelings. And then you got somebody that wants to have a thriving ministry too, and they'll do anything to get it. And while those embers are burning, they pull members away and start another ministry. Never mind what God wanted to do. But Perry Stone said something. He said every time a pastor do that, people become pastors and they steal other people's ministry. Try to start a division and take half the members and go start a work. He said that ministry never gets over 250 people. And I was watching that when I think it was Janice and Jambers did that. They had 250 followers. I got to go back and research it. And they went against Moses. And they had about, I think it was 250 people. And their ministry never gets above 200. And I said, man, I've seen things like that happen before. gonna tell you something about ministry. When a pastor is seeking God and following God, God sent people, he wants to be in charge. Now, some people may be there longer, and in ministry, you have different offices, such as the choir director or the worship leader. And you have people over the nursery. You have people teaching Sunday school, different classes. And the Lord, as the ministry grows, if the pastor's paying attention, the Lord is sending to him qualified people for different offices within his ministry. Now, somebody may already be in place, but the perfect plan of God is to put the correct people in place. And this takes a lot of prayer. Once you got the right people in place, they're a fit. Now, some people are in place, but they're grudging. They don't want to do it. They're not cut out for it. God has something else for them. And a lot of churches don't reach the stage where they're arranged properly. And when it happens, when you have the right fit in the right place, now God can move. God can do something greater. Now, sometimes they have people already, but then as the church grows, they need more people in the right place. So there's always room. And the more people you have following God, the stronger the ministry, the stronger the foundation, so the promotion gets greater. The promotion in God's kingdom, the promotion never gets greater than the foundation. If your foundation's weak, you're not going to get promoted. And sometimes you got to do repair work first. And then you can have the revival you're after, or the promotion you're after, or more members. And you can do the calling of God. But God is good. He thinks of everything. Some churches, they're only going to go so far, the congregation, and the pastor has a heart for the work, for God. You're not in bad shape, I promise you. If you're doing all you're supposed to do, and you're doing all that God is guiding you, you're faithful. God can put you on TV. Now, you won't be able to see the audience out there and the people you're affecting and the people that's making better judgments because of you. See, God, he know how to reach the hungry. Some people can't go to church anymore, and they depend on radio and TV. And they may not be able to pay you. But see, they got people that they pray for. They're learning Christ. Christ is being formed in them. And they affect everybody they know. And some of them are the pillars of their homes. The grandmother who hold her family together. And send that. Now she may send her children to church. They may live elsewhere. And they may go because of you. See, it works in it. They work together with other works. It's one work. We just doing parts. Some people, they don't mind being famous. But they won't look at the fame. They don't mind being well known, and they don't look at it. They can become famous or well known. Sometimes when you're well known, you're not famous, but they can deal with it. Well, they can deal with being well known and or famous and still look at God and not deviate. And they stay in God's presence, so they're a fit for that calling. Now, some people want to be famous. But if your eyes is on the fame and the fortune and being well known, and that's bigger to you than God, you're the reason why you'll never be famous. Because your focus is already off. Your foundation is cracked. But when you want the heart of God's will to be done on the earth, now God can promote you wherever you need to be promoted. Now I look at it this way. What God give me to do is enough for me. I just want to do my best at whatever he wants me to do. I really don't care. I didn't ask to be a preacher in the first place. And I didn't want to be. I thought I didn't want to be a preacher until God gave me my first message. And then I was interested. And God called me. I'm glad he did. I want to be a preacher now because I know that I found out what the anointing can do. It can help people see God and they'll miss him. That's what I'm interested in. And I don't really care about being famous. I like being able to go places and just enjoy the day without somebody asking for an autograph or something. I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like being a movie star. I hate that. People need to see Jesus. And if I was famous, I wouldn't carry myself like a famous person. Famous people, they act like they got it all together. I don't do that. I am what I am. A man that loves God. If some things may be in place, some things in my life look good, but I'm not trying to impress people. I work with my hands. I fix cars. And I'm not ashamed of what I'm working with my hands. Sometimes people always want to wear nice clothes. If you see me every day, I look like a mechanic. I don't get all, most of the time I can work without getting dirty. But I don't care. I work. And I preach. And I enjoy it. God is good. I thank God for my work and the skills that he gave me. And I want to do more. Now, I don't mind being well known as long as it glorifies God. And the Lord knew, you know, he made me this way. I'm not the kind of person that has to be in the limelight. I just want to get the work done, get folks saved. I get just as excited when people preach and people get blessed as if I was doing it myself. It don't matter. I want to see God, people come to God. I want to see God glorified. And I learn these things from him. Sometimes God needs a quiet soul to work where people are not looking. You know, I said once that several times that I haven't been bored since 1983. And for the most part, there's not a moment in the day that I don't enjoy. Even when I'm doing my hard work. Even when things go crazy, I enjoy my day. And I hope I stay that way. I will. I hadn't been bored, and God did. That's a miracle. That is a miracle. I don't know how God did it to this day, but I thank him for it. Now, God is mightily moving by his spirit. He's doing things on the earth to bless us, help us go forward. We got to get on board with him and stop trying to make God get on board with us. And if you do, now, once you're willing, now you start acting on what he's saying, you're going to see why he did it that way. And you're going to learn greater wisdom. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.